Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
In which Google test drives voice ads on its Google Home devices.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So if you have a Google Home smart speaker, you may have randomly noticed an unprompted promotion for Walt Disney's Beauty and the Beast movie. Well, we come to find out that was no accident, as Google is dipping its toes, ever so slowly, in the voice advertising waters. Here with the latest on what's happening is the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis on the phone. Hey, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
So this Disney promotion, is it essentially Google's attempt to test drive what advertising on Google Home could look like?
That's certainly what it appears to be. It was a bizarre situation on Thursday when Google essentially said that it was not an ad, but to just about everyone else, it sounded like one. Essentially what happened was users asked their Google Home what their day looked like, and after giving the standard a series of information such as weather, their schedule, the news. It then said, by the way, Beauty and the Beast is opening today, and it gave some information about the movie, played some music, et cetera, and prompted the user to ask for more information about the movie. Apparently, Google says it did not, it wasn't an ad, it was purely a partnership with Disney, and according to our sources, no money was exchanged between Disney and Google, but it really did seem like they're testing the waters for what advertising could look like in this new world of voice interactions with users.
Mm-hmm. And I know this would be anecdotal, but from what you were able to sense in your research, is this something that users could tolerate? What might the initial reception tell us?
We saw certainly on online forums across the internet, users were generally not pleased with this. I spoke with two separate Google Home owners. Both of them said that hearing it was kind of jarring, and that, you know, having advertising on the device would probably ruin the experience for them. They, you know, one of them said it's different than having ads on the Google search results, which, you know, really aren't that intrusive. You can scroll past them if you're not interested.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Google Home and with the Google Assistant, which is this digital assistant that you speak to on your phone, it's more intrusive because it's almost like the ad is intruding on a conversation, and it's not as easy to make it subtle, essentially. That said, we did see some users, I should say, on online forums also saying, listen, Google's an ad company. What do you expect?
That's exactly it. And it kind of highlights the difference between where it came from. You know, it built its massive advertising business by displaying, like you said, by displaying ads that are relevant to users' interests. This is a whole new monster, you know, voice interaction. I just wonder what they're thinking about in terms of what else they need to contend with in ironing out the differences here.
Yes, certainly. I mean, Google, as you said, has made the vast majority of its money on advertising. It has built the world's largest advertising business. But that advertising has largely been via, you know, visual format, whether ads placed next to search results or ads running before YouTube videos. It hasn't had to contend with how to show users ads in this new voice interaction format. And it's a totally new ballgame for them. It's something they probably are going to want to figure out in order to monetize this new device. But we're going to have to see how they try to roll it out and whether users accept it.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis about Google experimenting with voice ads on its Google Home device. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening. So, you know, like you said, they need to monetize. So I gather it's safe to assume that whether it's this way or another way, voice ads are on the way.
It probably is likely that we're going to see some sort of voice ads with Google, given the fact that that really has been their golden goose for many years. And, you know, with many other products, they have shown What they do is they make the product great, quite useful, build huge scale, and they start adding ads once users are kind of addicted to it.
Yeah, that's been their strategy. We'll see how it plays out this time. Jack, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Jack Nickus. For more on his stories, check out WSJ.com/tech. That'll do it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.